Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A Turkish military operation underway in northern Syria as President Trump holds firm after pulling U.S. forces out of the region.
U.S. military commanders have repeatedly warned this will lead to the ethnic cleansing of the Kurdish fighters who fought alongside U.S. forces to defeat ISIS.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin.
Local Syrian Democratic Forces, Kurdish allies of the U.S., say Turkish warplanes are bombing civilian areas. They are requesting urgent air support from the U.S. military and the creation of a no-fly zone. President Trump has ordered the U.S. military not to help.
Now, Turkish state media reporting mortar shells have been fired at a Turkish town at the Syrian border. And American Airlines pushing back the expected return of its Boeing 737 MAX jets into January, also saying the grounding of the planes cut its third quarter pre-tax income by $140 million. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway this week, and we're looking forward to the next cool front that arrives by this weekend. For today and tomorrow, still warm, high 88 to 90 both days, but tolerable humidity, still dry. Low tonight, 65, comfortable. Friday daytime, high temperature right around 90. Some spotty showers possible Friday night into early Saturday as that cool front moves through the state. Nice air behind it. For instance, Sunday morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A historic night for the city of Montgomery as Stephen Reed is elected mayor. He will be Montgomery's first African-American mayor. Reed defeated business owner David Woods in the runoff election. Woods says at this time he doesn't plan to pursue any other political offices. The runoff for Montgomery City Council District 3 is still too close to call. Less than 10 votes separate incumbent Tracy Larkin and Marche Johnson. Provisional ballots will now be counted. And CeCe Calhoun defeats Phyllis Harvey Hall in the race for City Council District 5. Calhoun will replace City Councilman William Green. Aronde Mitchell defeats John Dow in the race for City Council District 6. Mayor-elect Stephen Reed and the City Council will be sworn into office on November 12th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You know that feeling you get when you spend less but get more? What if that feeling also came with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee? Raise your expectations. With Wow Business, you get fast internet and a partnership that helps enable business growth and success. Act now. Get Wow Business Internet starting at $44.99 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Hamill, Bill Britt still in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's because his car broke down, he can't leave. No. No, we're glad to have you on. And it, you know, you and I go, well, we don't go way back, but we've been very close for the last 5 years and been through a lot of political wars together.
You know, it's not the years, Jack, it's the mileage.
Yeah, that's the damn truth. We got some folks on hold.
Yeah, and they've been patient. Let's talk to Craig. Hey, Craig, you're on there.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. You know, prison systems are kind of like toilets. Everybody knows you need it. Nobody wants to deal with it until it gets backed up.
So, you're absolutely right about that.
I mean, the problem is, until they get effective management in prison, you can build 100 prisons and it's not going to work. If you remember back, I don't know if you'll remember Commissioner Haley, but Mike was over the prison system. One thing the officers would constantly tell you is Mike knew what we needed. I don't think anybody really is concerned now with what the officers actually are needing to do their hands-on job every day. And until that's true, I don't think anything you do is going to matter.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, that's just, and that's the case with any type of job. But what corrections officers do is just an unbelievable job, because it is not, you're not with, like, great people all day. But the chain of command, of course, is important. And, you know, Commissioner Dunn, who's over prisons now, he came out of the military. He did not have any corrections experience.
And it shows.
And
it does. I mean, when you got a guy going on work release with 273-year sentence and he escapes, it kind of makes everybody in that admin office look like a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, we've had murderers escaping. And at some point, corrections isn't that complicated. It's common sense. I've done it. Trust me, it's common sense. You try to mitigate the damages by putting the least dangerous people out, and the ones that are that you put out, you can halfway explain that, hey, they were low level. They were a lower level of danger than the others.
Right.
That's all it is. It's not an overcomplicated process. It's just not been managed effectively because everybody's put their political appointees in positions instead of what the actual department needs. And like I said, Commissioner Haley, and they were probably the last set of commissioners and his admin staff who actually cared what the officers thought on a daily basis.
Well, if that's the case, and I have no reason not to believe you, then there is a problem that we need to bring more attention to. Because if you're not listening to your rank-and-file officers, I don't know how you run anything. It's like me trying to
think about it.
Yeah.
That's right. You think about the lawsuit out of West Jefferson that was done, I think it was a year or two ago. When you have the officers and the inmates filing briefs in conjunction with each other,
that's
pretty bad. I mean, you think about that. What, common sense-wise, what would that tell you?
Yeah. Well, it's, I think we'll look into it more. I also think you're bringing up the idea of paroles. You know, you brought up the idea of paroles. And that is somewhere where, you know, there's only two ways to reduce overcrowding.
No. I'm bringing up the idea of people with 273-year sentences being on work release and escaping from
Okay, work release.
That's
I'm
what I'm bringing up.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a total separate issue from
the
Department.
Why would they be on work release in the first place, right?
I mean, yeah.
Well, like I said, it goes to common sense.
Yeah.
We appreciate it, Craig.
It's always PPM, piss poor management, when it comes back.
Well, there you go.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks a bunch.
Before we go to inmate Roy.
Roy.
I need to very quickly before we go
to him. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jordan Hall. Jordan Hall. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour here. Jordan Hall. Call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card from Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. So, again, last time, Jordan Hall. Call 396-5477 within the hour to win this amazing gift card. $1,000 from Dillon Rings. So now let's go to inmate Roy. Hey, Roy.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Roy, how's it going, man?
Man, it's great, man. Living the best life I've ever lived in my life.
Roy was in the joint for what, 23 years?
22 years, 7 months, 3 days.
And he's a frequent caller to the show and a friend of the program. We're glad to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this, Roy?
They need the prison. There's no doubt they don't need the prison, but there's other things you got to look at, like, say, sentencing. The whole time I was in there, you have somebody that's committed murder, and you find out how much time you got, and he'll tell you 10 years. While you're in the chow hall, somebody else will talk to you and say the same thing. You say, well, I got 20 years. Somebody else will say, well, I murdered somebody. I got 40 years. And then they go, what judge did you have? And it all depends on that judge, because Alabama has that 10 to 99 year law, and they have such a wide range that they can use, and they're not looking at, you know, the cost of the inmate. Well, you know, whatever reason.
So, what is do we need more? What am I trying to say?
Well, I think the truth in sentencing is where you're going to, and you know, they've been working on that for 10 years.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
There was somebody full time at the administrative office of courts.
Right.
Rosa Davis was one of them, wasn't she?
Yeah. But you can't get there. This thing is, I mean, we can, but they don't choose to.
And no, because there's too many judges, judge don't want nobody telling them how much time, you know, to get somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and I know that there's problems there, but still, building a new prison is going to help the officers, too, if they put air conditioning. They're not looking at that officer. If he goes out and does a bench check and he comes back in, it's 110 degrees, well, it's 110 degrees inside the prison, too.
Yep.
So he's over there sweating, and the inmates know that he's over there sweating. Guess what? He's not fixing to come to the back of that dorm to solve a problem back there.
That's right. That's right.
He's sitting there wherever he's sitting on one of those fans.
Yeah, well.
He's not going to move.
Yeah.
You know, but then the inmates know that. I mean, I can't tell you how many fights have broke off, and I've seen that.
Right.
I mean, you know, and if the situation gets real bad, yeah, then they'll get up and call in more help, whatever they got to do, you know, because they're going to do what they got to do, but. The air conditioner helps the officers, not just the inmate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody thinks, well, they don't need to set up and have air conditioning. So, well, it might not. But, I mean, I did 22 years. I didn't have to wear it. But I was lucky. I had a bed right there by the fan.
Well, it's like TVs in prison. People don't realize that TV is a way of controlling things. You know, they think it's just entertainment. But you,
it's a great big pacifier.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You know, I was talking to one of the... some folks up in, I forget where it was, maybe it was in, I don't remember which county it was in, but at the prison, and they said, man, this is the cleanest, most peaceful place during the Final Four, any place you've ever been. I mean, that prison is good, everybody's good, everything's clean, because everybody wants to watch the Final Four.
I'm telling you, man, that TV, they'll fight over what channel you got it on.
Yeah.
You know, but still, they need to build a prison, but they need to reduce the sentence. But then they got your last step is the parole.
Right.
I'm currently, February the 9th, I'll be out 5 years. I filed for a pardon. I'm 2 years waiting on to even hear anything on the pardon or to probation, pardon or probation. You don't have any way of knowing where you're at on the list, but have any idea of knowing when you're going to come up. You know, it just takes so long to get all the paperwork. It took me almost a year and a half to get all the paperwork done.
Wow.
Because, I mean, there's so much information that they want,
yep.
But still, they just make things so hard that you don't want to have to go in there and file, which, because if I filed, then I wouldn't have to pay if I was granted that, I wouldn't have to pay the $40 a month that I had to pay. And I'll have to pay that till the end of my sentence, okay?
Right.
But which I got no problem. I'll pay for it. It's worth for it for me to stay out, okay?
Sure.
I love it. I love eating. Jack will tell you, I've been to every restaurant that they advertise on. And by the way, if your car broke down, you might just take it over to Jenkins today and get that fixed.
Well said, Roy. Well said.
I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Roy. We always appreciate your input, man. Yeah, he's one of the success stories. Yeah. He got out and got with a church who helped him do jobs, and he has a great attitude. And he was in 23 years almost. Wow. I don't want to say why.
Yeah.
But he said he was guilty, well, and he deserved to go to jail, but he's really been a success story, and we're proud of him.
Well, I've toured a lot of prisons, federal prisons and state prisons, trying to understand this problem over the years. And I remember being in a federal prison, and a guy come up to me, and he told me his name. He said, "Yet an inmate, but nevertheless another person on the planet." And so somebody, sometimes you have to realize that some of these people are too bad to be in society.
Right.
But some of them are people who made terrible choices and have to pay the price for it, but they don't lose their humanity just because they're behind bars. If we're in a state that says life is precious, it can't just be while it's in the womb. All life should have some meaning. Now, you're going to lose your privileges, you're going to lose your freedom when you commit crimes, but it doesn't mean that you stop being a human being and should be, and by the Constitution says, not subject to cruel and unusual punishment. Now, our idea of that has changed a lot, Jack, Joey, because when we passed the Constitution in, 1787, when it finally passed, they were still hanging folks, and I don't know if they were still beheading, but there was all kinds of cruel and unusual stuff. But our thinking on things has changed over the years.
It's changed very rapidly, and when you lock people up and put them away, you get new problems that people don't see them.
Right.
But it's a good thing we've moved away from the public spectacle of punishment.
Right.
Because we like to think we're different. We are. But, I mean, think of the movies you watch and, the sort of things. We can still be influenced. We're not that different than a lot of the Romans in the Colosseum.
Right.
And, heck, if there are certain crimes where people will call into these airwaves, come up with all sorts of creative punishments. So it's an issue here where overpopulation, even if maybe you don't have the proper, in my opinion, bleeding heart on this issue, that people are still humans, even if they commit the crime. Just think of it in terms of the federal government's watching. We need to fix this issue and fix it fast, but we should be, like you're saying, looking into how exactly are we going to be financing these prisons, who's building them. There's so much to it.
I mean, there's a part of me that says certain crimes are solved best with a 45 bullet to the head. Sure. I mean, but again, that's not the way it works.
Right.
It doesn't. So, but again, it's interesting, we were talking about, being a correctional officer. There was a young man, a 35-year-old man in prison for being involved in a robbery where there was a murder that took place. And he came out of, according to the police or the correctional officers, he came out of the cell with two prison-made weapons. And physical force was used to subdue him. He died from the physical force. And that should be under investigation. If it gets to the point where people are dying in prison because they're just beat to death, if that's what happened, and that certainly could be what happened there, that's another side of it. One of the things that we haven't seen is, we appreciate that we need to talk about the correctional officers themselves, because their lives can be under threat. Their lives are under threat all the time.
Right. Absolutely.
And those are men and women who have, put their lives to protect us from people who do bad things.
Well, we need to go to a break.
We do.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, our guest Bill Britt. Stay tuned.
Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being old man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th, from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase, Saturday, October 12th, Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Bill Britt in studio. Before we get back into the conversation, y'all need to give Kim Williams in Alabama Home
Mortgage
a call. 567-4223. You know, Kim's been getting on it early, and it's a good reminder early. Christmas is not that far away. I mean, some of the stores are already putting stuff up, which is a little obnoxious. But when you're talking about preparing for Christmas and, you know, spending money and having a very, very Merry Christmas indeed, enough to make Santa blush, why not refinance your home, pull a little equity out? And that's exactly what Kim Williams and her team at Alabama Home Mortgage can do to help you out. They can also, for first-time home buyers, help you out. And they have all sorts of programs for veterans. Kim was just talking yesterday on the phone with us about the veterans she helps out. They do wonderful work there at Alabama Home Mortgage, and they give you a straight answer about what they can do for you and what your situation is. And if you're not ready yet, they'll tell you, but they'll show you how you can be ready to buy that first home or when you need to refinance that mortgage. So it's to your benefit, whether you're doing home improvements or, like I said earlier, preparing for Christmas. So give Alabama Home Mortgage a call, 567-4223. Visit them on the web, alabamahomemortgage.com, all spelled out, alabamahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368. They are, of course, an equal housing lender. So,
Bill, we have Bill Britt on from Alabama Political Reporter and the anchor of the television show The V, the voice of Alabama politics. Bill, you and Susan recently were in Mobile, and y'all actually toured the port, and you came back pretty impressed, from what I recall, about what happens down there, and aren't they in the process of dredging it to make it a deeper port?
And, yeah, they are.
Let me tell you, that is a big deal to get EPA approval to do any of that stuff when it relates to marine life.
Yeah, and the state has worked very diligently to get this done. Okay, just to explain, this will make Alabama one of the most accessible deep water ports in the country. It is going to be a massive boom for state industry to be able to have that port. And what they're doing is they are deepening the port to 50 feet. Right now it's right at 40 feet. So it will go down 50 feet, and they are going to widen it by some measure that I don't have right off the top of my head. But what this will allow us to do is take in the big cargo ships. Now, right now, just for instance, all right, we get a lot of car parts that come, automobile parts that come into the state that go to Hyundai and Honda and, you know, all these.
Kia. Parts.
Right. Now, a lot of those parts have to go to Charleston. And then they're brought back, they're trucked from Charleston to Alabama, right? Same things about cars. If you have cars built in Alabama, they have to go somewhere else to leave the state. And so this will allow those car parts to come directly into the Port of Mobile and be distributed. So the tax dollars that we get, or the dollars on the port itself, for coming into the port and all that, will be a huge boom for the state. Also, it's going to allow us to import. You know, we import a lot of poultry. We have a lot of pulp products. We import a ton of coal. And this will allow us to have the bigger ships. There are these Panamax ships. You know, people don't know, the Panama Canal is only 48 feet deep. So there are big ships that cannot go into the Panama Canal. They have to come all the way around. Well, they'll be able to come to Mobile, right? And that's a huge deal. Richard Shelby, our senator, a senior senator, has pushed for this for a long time and has finally brought it home. The state, Susan, you might want to help me with these numbers here, but basically for every dollar that's spent on the port, the federal government's going to pay 75 cents on the dollar. We pay 25 cents on the dollar. And the remodeling is, what, $400 million?
Wow.
But it'll bring in that much. Again, our portion of that is you know, just a quarter on the dollar, and the rest of it comes from what Richard Shelby did and the rest of the congressional delegation. But Shelby's the driver on that, and Governor Ivey was involved as well.
Will it make the price of... Will it make the price go down of the products that are...
Theoretically, it should.
Yeah.
Because you're not having to move them so far.
Right. And land transportation is, generally speaking, always more expensive than water.
Right. But the other thing is, you know, again, it's economy is a scale. If you can take one ship and put Alabama coal on it, you know, we don't do heating coal or all that. That's metallurgic coal used to make steel products and all that. So we export a bunch of that.
Yeah.
So you put it on one ship instead of two ships. You save money by only having one ship, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All this makes too much sense. It makes me think that we're not going to actually follow through. Knowing our dear state.
Well, I tell you, we're going to have a senator go to D.C. that's in the mold of Richard Shelby, because, you know, Senator Shelby has said that this is his last term. And, you know, whoever is elected to this, you know, in 2020, that will be the senior senator from Alabama. And what people fail to understand about senators...
Is that when his term is up?
His term is up in 2020. 2022.
Yeah, 22.
But I'm saying whoever goes in 2020 when Richard Shelby retires
it will be the senior senator.
Senator from, and so in the Senate, Jack, you know, it's all about seniority, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, yeah, look, I mean, isn't he chair of appropriations?
Yes, he is. Arguably the most powerful man in the United States.
He's close to it. Close to
it. When it comes to money.
Speaking of that Senate seat, we've got a Senate race next year, which is Jeff Sessions' old seat that Doug Jones won in a special election. Who do you see as the, well, we know who's in the race. You've got Bradley Byrne. You've got Tommy Tuberville. You've got John Merrill.
Arnold Mooney.
Arnold Mooney
is in there, and he's a state rep.
He grew up in Montgomery. I've known Arnold a long time.
Yeah. And then there's who else is in that race? I can't remember right now. There's this, there's another guy that doesn't get out much. Roy Moore. That Roy Moore's in there. Did you say that, Jack? Roy Moore.
I did not. No, I failed to say that. It was not an intentional oversight. Yeah. But although someone could argue that it was,
I tell you that there's something interesting we've been hearing out of D.C. And I don't know if y'all are hearing the same thing, but right now, Tuberville looks like he's in the lead. Right.
Well, that's right. What I've heard. That's the gut I get. Is that he's going to do a lot better than people think.
Right.
He's got the name ID. In recent interviews, he's been he's playing the populist kind of Trump card pretty well to his favor. And I've been told by folks who go way back when he was doing football and, you know, coach of Auburn, that he has this gift, and it's a good gift in politics, where you can walk into a room and be friends with the five richest people in that room pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well, that is very important in politics. Now, what's happened, from what we're understanding out of D.C., is that Tuberville has moved up. Byrne is falling back. Bradley Byrne is falling back. And Roy Moore is moving up.
Oh, dear God.
So there is great nervousness. Great nervousness on the part of Republicans in D.C. that they don't want this to come down to Tuberville and Roy Moore.
Roy Moore is 70-something years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, you know, I'm sorry, but what the hell? We don't want to send somebody up there who's that old. And I mean, I don't have anything against old people. Hell, I'm one of them. But we need somebody with a bright future. You know, and I'm kind of touting John Merrill. He's a personal friend. I called him Monday. He was at an investiture. He took my call. He had to whisper. But, I mean, he is one of the most responsive public officials I've ever met. And he's, what, 50, 51 years old, something like
that? Yeah, well, you know, 50 is the new 40, Jack.
I know that. I don't.
It may be the new 30, and that's the one thing we're seeing in politics. We are not, and Joey, we were talking during the break how you want to get some other folks on the show that,
sure,
millennials and people like that, they are not getting involved in politics because they don't like what they see as so divisive.
Oh, amen.
And you put your life on the line to be just torn to shreds if you've got one hint of scandal in there. Of course, there's hints of scandal everywhere, Jack.
No kidding.
But we need that. We need young people to be involved. I mean, it's like our staff at APR. We have many millennials. We have people that are in their 30s and 40s, and we have people in their 50s and 60s, and everybody works really hard together because we have to bring up the next generation of people to cover politics.
Right.
And we're just not, and that's the thing about that Senate rate. I heard the other day and heard again this morning, Jeff Sessions has not ruled out a run.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
He couldn't win dog catcher, in my opinion.
You don't think?
No.
Yeah, I think he was really damaged by the recusal.
But I'm going to tell you, I think y'all wrote an article, or maybe it was on AL.com, which I don't traditionally read. But he made a speech in Huntsville recently.
Yes, he did.
And did a really good job, and he didn't berate. Yeah, y'all reported. He did not berate Trump.
No.
He didn't take questions, but he actually made a joke about being fired and all that kind of thing. So,
well,
you know.
And I don't know how much not recusing. I mean, y'all know more than I do about that, how damaged he is. I can tell you this. If he announced he was going to run, he'd have $5 million in the bank overnight. But I don't know what the president would do. Would the president come out and endorse Tuberville, or would he tweet against
him? I don't know. That's a good question.
Again, you could look at it, though, and say, you know, the president supported Luther Strange, who got his hat handed to him by Roy Moore.
Right.
And so, if this is, and I know that this is Trump country, But this is Alabama. We don't like anybody telling us who to vote for. I don't care who it is.
Well, and the president endorsed Roy Moore after the fact, right. And it didn't seem to work out too well.
No, things didn't work out well for Roy Moore at all.
And I hate to say it, but he's delusional about how much people love him, I think. Now, I know there's a...
You mean Moore?
Yeah, Moore is. Yeah. There's a set of, a team of folks out there who are going to vote for him no matter what.
Yep.
The Ten Commandment judge.
And it's usually about 25%, which will get you into a runoff.
In a crowded field, you're absolutely right.
And I think that's what people in D.C. are worried about, is that they're going to be a runoff between Tuberville and Moore. And I don't think they want either one of them up there, really.
Well, Tuberville's certainly not an insider by any stretch. But, hell, he's 60 years old.
66, I think.
Is he?
Is he? Somewhere in there. But, again, this is just Bill, all right? I like my politicians to have experience. I'm not one of these people that wants outsiders. Now, I want you to be an outsider when you come into politics as a fresh face. But again, if we're sending you to the highest,
tribunal.
in the land, I want you to know what you're doing. I mean, all due respect to the coach, he doesn't know how the Senate operates, and you don't know how it operates unless you've been in government for a long time.
Right. We have to take a break. Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on this morning.
Yeah, it's good. Good.
Appreciate it.
You always have a lot of insight into issues that are important to folks, and I know as you say, as you sign off on the V every time, we watch us, so you, what is it? We watch them, so you watch us?
Yeah, you watch us because we watch them.
Them, right. I'll get it right one of these times. But anyway.
I got to tell you. Dems are financing Tubbs. Thank y'all for having me on.
Thank you for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow on the show.
And folks, we'll be right back. You want to join in the conversation, 272-9228. We might hit this, some geopolitics, what's going on with Turkey here. Real quick, be right back.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Theft Crown Tire City, this is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling four tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus, on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also, marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold today, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance. It's 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star Steaks. EBT and all credit cards accepted.
Hey,
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway this week, and we're looking forward to the next cool front that arrives by this weekend. For today and tomorrow, still warm, high 88 to 90 both days, but tolerable humidity, still dry. Low tonight, 65, comfortable. Friday daytime, high temperature right around 90. Some spotty showers possible Friday night into early Saturday as that cool front moves through the state. Nice air behind it. For instance, Sunday morning low 53, Sunday's high 82. Now that's some fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, thanks again to Bill Bird for joining us there. Good hour and a half. That was a good conversation.
Yeah, Bill's a good friend and sort of a compatriot in the war on corruption, which we got plenty of it to fight in Alabama.
Oh, yeah, and all those issues y'all covered, we covered together, that it's not going away anytime soon, especially when the legislators are in session.
Grab your wallets when they come to town, let me tell you.
Indeed. You know, and I'm still, I'm trying this whole people over politics things, but at the end of the day, I'm a cynical libertarian, you know, that old line that every election's an advanced auction on stolen goods.
That's pretty
especially
funny.
Here in Alabama, so better watch out, folks. But here, Jeremy's been very patient. He's on line one. Jeremy, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
How's
morning.
It going, man?
Doing all right. I think, listening to your program, I think we have solved the prison problem by using the Mobile port situation as a solution.
Will you ship them out?
No, take the material that's being dredged out of Mobile Bay to build an island off the coast and just put all the prisoners on the island.
Would you put any supervision out there?
Starring Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage.
Build it just far enough out that it's still in territorial waters, and if they can swim the, you know, what is it, 6.5, 7 miles back, then they get an instant parole.
Wow. Man, you've come up with a real solution.
It sounds like a TV show.
A reality show, absolutely.
It would be self-funding, too. They put the cameras out there, and it would generate revenue to support feeding them. And or have a helicopter bring the bait and the fishing line. They could fish for their food. And
see, I was just sitting here talking, Jeremy, about not make a public spectacle out of punishment. Now we're talking about a TV reality show.
In all seriousness, though, the prison situation is something we have got to address.
Yeah, you're right.
My father used to be a chairman of the state parole board. I saw what he went through.
Who's your father?
Joel Barfoot.
Oh, God, yeah, I love Joel Barfoot. I go way back with Joel.
But, you know, you can't just continuously put people into a situation. You pack them in like animals. They're going to behave like animals.
That's true.
And they are in prison, so they don't deserve all the creature comforts, but they are, like you said, human beings. And I don't know what the solution is, but we've got to do something. The time has come to address the issue, and whatever that situation may be, there's going to have to be some tough decisions that are going to have to be made.
You're right. You're exactly right. And I know it's tough being on the pardon and parole board because you know, you're weighing prison overpopulation against, all right, if we let this person out, are they going to, is there going to be some recidivism problem? And so the pardon and parole board is very necessary to the system, and they have a delicate balance. And I know your dad was a good member and a good public servant.
Well, it always weighed on him whenever someone that was released did backslide and commit a crime and wound up back in trouble.
Right.
Because he always second-guessed the decision, but you have to make the best decision possible. And we also need to address the fact that prison can be used as a rehabilitation mechanism. If there's nothing being done to teach people trades, provide education, to give them an opportunity so they don't fall back into that lifestyle. Drug treatment is a great option. I know here in Elmore County, they had a very good drug treatment program for a long time. I guess they still do. But most of your problems stem from drug use at some point. It leads down to a lifestyle where people go down those roads, and once you get down that path, you can't easily get back off of it. So it's a very difficult problem to address, and you can't really address it in just some talking points and, you know, bullet points on a page. There's a lot of issues that are involved in the prison system, and it's something we've got to seriously address here in the state.
Well, we appreciate your call, Jeremy. Tell your dad I said hi.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you.
And let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. It's Dr. Rusty.
Rusty, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
All right.
Look, this criminal justice reform initiative, this movement, you know, you had Kushner and Van Heflin, or Van Jones, up there confabbing about it. You know, there was a look at Baltimore during just a few-day period, or maybe a week. The 18 homicides that were looked at, every one of them had a rap sheet as long as their arm.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a revolving door, the criminal justice. I mean.
Well, some people are just, you can't reform some people.
Right.
But those who can be reformed deserve a chance to be in an environment where it makes it possible. And when you're in a situation that's overcrowded and tension is always high and fights break out and all that, and there's inhumane conditions, that person's chance of reform goes way down.
There's got to be a way to put cameras in prefab type buildings, you know, so that everything can be seen with the cameras. I don't know if we have the money to do all that, but we need to put more places in effect.
Well, and I think even Stephen Reed and David Woods both were in it. No, I think Stephen will fall through with it. The Star Watch system, they're going to invest more in that. Already started under Mayor Strange. And I think generally a lot of big cities already have systems like that.
Yeah. What is that all about?
Private cameras being hooked up to
to kind of a central station, and the police, if they get a report somewhere, can tap into that camera. And you have to have permission of the business owner or the homeowner for the police to tap into that camera.
Yeah. Did you guys hear about what's happened up in Philadelphia?
No, not recently. What's going on?
Well, what it was like a year or so ago. I think the city council approved this, and the individual health inspectors will make the call. Convenience stores and larger stores that have like 30 tables in them, they're wanting a lot of these. They've made an effort to remove the safety glass, plexiglass, because it's humiliating to the black people.
You're fading out on us, Rusty.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one of the council members up in Philly wanted to pass the legislation to take all the plexiglass out of the convenience stores and the bigger, maybe a little bit bigger category of stores.
You mean,
but
the,
you know,
what, to protect the people, who the cashiers, basically?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Okay.
But it's humiliating to a certain segment of society. So, you know, they got to be removed.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
They're just going to move outside of the city limits.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, that's just preposterous that anybody would care that somebody's behind glass so they could be protected. After all, tellers at banks are.
Well, and I guess we should tell the folks out at Alabama Power to remove the plexiglass too downtown.
Give me a break, yeah, man. That's ridiculous. It's all about liberalism, baby.
Well, that's absurd. Safety.
What did Michael Savage said? Liberalism is a mental disease.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you for the call, Rusty.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rusty.
I know you want to get in on this turkey situation, and quite frankly, I'm going to go back to roast beef. I'm tired of turkey, but I just wanted to bring up one more time. We had a mayor's race yesterday, and a lot of people are thrilled at the results. I mean, absolutely, 67% of the people who voted yesterday voted for Stephen Reed, and 33% did not. Some of those 33% people are very upset. Oh, you know, we're going to hell in a handbasket. Guys, don't look at it that way. Let's give the new guy a chance. It's a new day in Montgomery. Surely you can't say it's not.
If too many people have that attitude, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. And we've got five people on the city council who are pretty conservative. They will attempt to make sure that the budget is within reason, that we're not frivolously spending money. I mean, even people said when Todd Strange was mayor or Bobby Bright was mayor, oh, you know, they're going to spend us into bankruptcy. And, you know, we're still here.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a lot of amenities in Montgomery, a lot of great things to do. The people who live here, so many people in the Air Force who were stationed here have moved back here because they love the tax base, they love the town, they love the people. They talk about how friendly it is and what a great place it is to raise a family. And I know our public schools suck. We have a new school board. They've been in a while. Let's give them a chance. You know, from early indicators, the test results are improving. But let's not be naysayers and out there instilling fear in folks. This is not doom and gloom. It's just a new day. We have new players. We've survived. People thought when Bobby Bright was elected mayor, it was the end of the world because Emory, the great steward of taxpayer dollars, who was himself one of the most divisive figures in government. He ran a good city. He worked with Joe Reed when he could, and he worked against him when he didn't have to. And we survived that. We survived Bobby Bright, and we've survived Todd Strange, and we'll survive Stephen Reed. So let's not write Montgomery's obituary just yet, okay? Let's give this guy a chance, and let's see who he surrounds himself with. Let's see who he puts on his transition team. That's going to be very important, too. And I kiddingly told him yesterday or Monday that I wanted to be on the transition team, and he looked at me like I had seven heads, but I was very serious. I've been around here a long time, but I've seen a lot of change in Montgomery over the years, and we're still here, and we're still vibrant. Yeah, a lot of people have left, and I criticized Papa B on a call the other day, and I didn't mean to jump on him because he's a great caller and hope he'll call back, but I just said it concerned me that a lot of people were calling the show from Elmore and Autauga County saying, you know, I'm worried about the mayor's race. Well, yeah, because it does impact them as well, but let's give the new guy a chance, okay? That's all I got to say.
Indeed, indeed. We got to hit this last break. Coming back, more news and views.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Fox Tonight, America and the critics agree, The Masked Singer is TV's number one show.
Amazing!
And no matter how big you think this week's four new celebrities might be,
this is an accomplished performer.
You brought it!
Think bigger. Get ready for a performance that will have everyone say,
we
just witnessed greatness.
The new Masked Singer, followed by the new hit drama, Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my 2 stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear, the Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, the closing moments of News and Views. Y'all need to check out Bath Innovations of Alabama.
Oh, absolutely.
You really should check out Bath Innovations of Alabama because, you know, folks, we spend more time in the bathroom than we realize, 3 hours on average a week for, well, for the average person. I'm not talking about Jack here.
Well, I'm crippled, you know.
But Bath Innovations, because you spend so much time there, they can do a very easy, affordable renovation that turns your bathroom from boring to beautiful. They're locally owned and operated, specialize in shower conversions, custom tile installations, walk-in showers, my favorite, fiberglass repair, and more. So contact them today and learn more about their affordable remodeling solutions. You can call them at 277-2723. Again, that number for Bath Innovations, 277-2723. Or check them out on Facebook where you can see these before and after photos. And also, go by on Eastern Boulevard. You can check out their showroom, 2331 Eastern Boulevard. Look for the Big Duck, as well as bathinnovations.com.